Hello, I'm Adrian Wagner, and welcome to Delta Affairs Weekly, the show where we talk about the issues that are concerning you right here in the YK Delta. For the past week, KYUK News has been profiling candidates running for Bethel City Council. On this episode of Delta Affairs Weekly, we bring you all of those interviews. And without further ado, let's dive right in.
Well, my name is Fred Watson. I'm running for the City Council because I can. I've been a city employee on and off for the last 17, 20 years, and I've always had an interest in what's going on in the city, you know, my hometown, and I wanted to get a little bit more involved. Three of the top issues as a council member, the first one would be a budget. You know, we're always running budget to budget, year to year, and it's always been a concern, especially with, you know, declining revenues from, you know, the state and federal. So I think we have to set a decent budget, you know, that's going to make the city sustain itself with very little revenue. The other thing that I'm worried about is the streets and roads. Work in the ambulance, I've seen many accidents. And, of course, we have a dust problem. So that's always been a priority. And a third one would be the sewage lagoon. I think they're working on it real well. So,
where would you find funding for these projects?
Well, it's going to have to be a collective thing. You know, it's not just myself doing it as a collective unit, the city council, working with the city manager. We do have a grant writer on board. So I think with those, you know, entities involved, it's certainly going to increase our chances of getting grants. You know, it's going to be few and far in Rupina, I imagine, but what choice do we have? You know, we've got to go out and look.
What do you do in Bethel, and how else are you involved in the community?
Well, I started as a volunteer EMT back in 1989. So it's been on and off full-time. I think I've got total full-time staff of about 17, 18 years. And in between that, I've been a volunteer. I've done other jobs in between. I've lived out in Tuxuk Bay for a few years around the sub-regional clinic. So worked for the fire station up till last June. I work for YK8C right now as a sobering center technician. Of course, I have been involved in other volunteer organizations. I was a member of the Lions Club, the Bethel Volunteer Emergency Services Association. I volunteered with TWC at the thrift store. So I try to get involved as much as I can.
Why or how are you qualified to be on City Council?
Well, I don't think it's just that I'm qualified. I think everybody's qualified. Everybody has their own perspective on things. I think one of the advantages I bring is that I've been here, I've been a lifelong resident. So I've seen the changes. I've seen, you know, people come in with good ideas. And I plan on staying here for another few years. So, you know, with my life experience here, I think I could have some valuable input.
Why should people vote for you?
Like I said, I've been a lifelong resident in Bethel. You know, I don't know any place else. So I think I have a good perspective on what's needed. And I'm a good listener. You know, working with the ambulance, that's, you know, half our skills is listening to people and, you know, figuring out what they need. And I can do the same thing on the council. It's not just going to be my wants, my needs, my ideas. Like I said, it's going to have to be a collective thing. So I think doing that is probably a good way to represent the citizens of Bethel.
Is there anything else you would like people to know about you?
Like I said, I've been a lifelong member of Bethel. I've got a keen interest in, you know, the direction of the city. I think we've got some good council members with some great ideas. I've talked to a number of citizens just, you know, in the stores, and they've known about my candidacy and coming up with some other questions like you have. You know, I don't have all the answers. Nobody does. But I think my ability to work with other people is going to be a big plus, you know, if I do make it on council. So I certainly would appreciate your vote.
What do you mean, your ability to work with other people?
I'm able to listen to others. You know, I've always been one, you agree to disagree, and you do it in a professional, clean manner. We're not always going to agree on everything. But I think if we take the needs of the city, the needs of the citizens into account, you know, I think there's some real progress that can be made.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
My name is Mary Weiss, and I have pretty much always been what I call a volunteer junkie. And when Chuck Herman was resigned to city council, it was a vacant seat, and I thought, well, maybe there was a way that I'd be able to help out and participate, and I have the time and energy right now. So I thought, why not just give it a try? And I really had not intended on a long-term thing, because it was only supposed to go until the election on October 4th. But then as I've been in the city council position now, I find that it's a really good fit. It makes me aware of a lot of issues, and I really enjoy listening to people and finding out what they think about Bethel. And I have access to people and situations that I didn't have before, and you can learn a tremendous amount about your community that way. So why am I running? Probably, I guess what I'd say is, you know, hopefully I can help out. I've been involved with the Energy Committee and also with the Park and Rec and Pool Committee because I really believe in what they're trying to do. I've also participated and worked with a lot of people about having a health fair, which we've done for like 6 or 7 years, I think. I've worked with people with the community fair that we have. I helped out with the 4th of July fair that we just did. It's just kind of a little bit of anything and everything.
What would be the top three issues that you as a city council member would want to address on council?
Oh, I've thought about this, and it's interesting because what I see just as I'm looking a little more closely now is it seems like the city tends to be reactive and fragmented in all of its actions. I don't see an overall comprehensive plan, strategic plan. There's no guide for the future. I don't really see a vision for the future. It seems like everything that comes up is sort of a semi-crisis, and they try to deal with it, and then they, you know, and then that's put aside, and then another crisis comes up. A friend of mine once said it's like putting out brush fires all the time. And first of all, I think we need to have that vision. I think we need to develop some kind of a strategic plan. But the other top priorities that I have are basically infrastructure, and it goes right to public health, and it goes to public safety. Also, I think we have to have a community relation between police and our community so that our community respects the police, which I think we really do, I hope, and also that the police are very respectful of everybody in our community so that, you know, they really can protect and serve. Same thing goes for the fire department. We need to support our fire and police departments. And on the other hand, they need to respectfully work with our community. And on the other hand, we need to figure out ways to mitigate any kind of behaviors that lead to crime or any kind of damage, such as the heroin addiction problem, even alcohol. How does our city really get ahead of the curve so that we can address these issues, so that we can have really good quality of life, given that these are going to be here? How do we deal with that effectively? Oh, another thing, roads. Going down Ptarmigan Road, it's like going down a roller coaster right now. And the dust is a problem. And I've heard people talking about, you know, they're having breathing problems because of the dust. So once again, we're talking about public health.
How would you pay for the roads?
Yeah, that's the big question, because right now the state and the federal government, all the money's drying up. And, you know, it's one thing to cite a need and it's another thing to pay for it. They have a grant manager at the city, and, you know, he's much, much, much more aware of what's out there and how to get it than I am. But I'm willing to learn.
And why are you qualified to serve on city council?
I believe that, you know, I have the interest, I have the curiosity. I want to help Bethel be the best and special place that I found it to be. So I'm willing to do the work, and that's the best I can say.
And why should people vote for you?
You know, it's interesting. I don't want to say that they should vote for me. I think what they should vote for is they should listen to all the candidates. They should see who they think is the best for city council, and they should make their choices that way.
Mary, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
My name is Norman Ayagalca. I currently live in Bethel. I've been living in Bethel for the last 15 years. I'm running for city council because I feel that I can make a difference in this community in terms of my leadership and my experience.
And what are the top three issues as a council member you'd want to make change in?
One of the things that I had in mind was to increase metrics. What that basically means is come up with several different programs so we can start collecting data and come up and get a lot of baselines. In my previous job as a grant writer, we developed many different programs so we can increase satisfaction at the hospital. We collected data of different kinds, and after we had collected data, we made sure that we made the correct choices based on the baselines of what we had intended to do as a corporation. In the last 15 years that I've been in Bethel, I have not seen any form of customer satisfaction or surveys provided to the voters in this community. So during my tenureship as city council, I'd like to see the city council have a more proactive role in collecting data so we can make good decisions.
So where do you work now, and how else are you involved in the community?
I currently work as a teacher at the Gladys Jung Elementary. I specifically teach 3rd grade, 4th grade, 5th grade, 6th grade UPIC, and I also have a 6th grade math class room. I volunteered mainly with the Mervyn Church. I've worked with the youth in Canada. I brought my family last summer to Canada for the entire month, and we volunteered our time to work with the youth in Canada. We have not done that in Bethel, but in the future I've been trying to make some time to do that here in Bethel so I can work mainly with the youth, since I'm a teacher and I enjoy working with the younger generation and the younger population. It just decreases, it just gives them something to do away from drugs and alcohol and risky behavior. One thing for sure that the city can do is to provide our job seekers at the job center with some bus passes. That was one observation that I had seen while we were in Canada, was the government in one of the places provided bus passes for their workers, their job seekers, and also some certain members in the committee were provided with simple services to enhance and provide better services for their voters. The other thing that I would like to see is providing some bus passes for our city workers, because we do need the workers in this community provided with enough incentives so that they would be retained as workers, and hopefully at the end of the day, our workers will be happy workers.
Why should people vote for you?
For one thing, I do have a lot of experience with city administration. I've worked as a grant writer at YKHC, and I've had a lot of experiences working with cities and municipalities all across the Delta. Not only have I worked with cities and municipalities, I've also worked with the tribal governments as well as a grant writer, and we had to enhance our partnerships with the corporation to provide the people with the quality health services that they needed out in the village. During this tenure, I started getting some ideas on, that was when I had decided that I would like to run for Bethel City Council so I can take some of my experiences into the city of Bethel.
Is there anything else you'd like for people to know about you?
I'm very committed to be living here in Bethel. A lot of the things that I do in this community, a lot of people would call me a cheapskate because it's so expensive to live here in Bethel, but I choose to live here in Bethel because I love it. I love to go fishing. I enjoy being with my family. I also enjoy berry picking and hunting as well, just like any other community member in Bethel. I don't plan to move away from Bethel within the next 10 years. I've established a life here in Bethel along with my wife and two kids.
Norman, thank you.
Thank you very much.
My name is Mary Nanuwak, and I'm running for the city council because I lived in Bethel a long time and I worked in Bethel a long time. And when I see something that needs to be improved, I do something about it. And plus, I can speak the language, and I know the problems with health issues, with alcohol and drug addictions and suicides, and people doing these drugs, and they get into activities that they normally wouldn't get into. Whenever we lose a young person who's very sharp, very smart, and then something comes up, they commit suicide. And I always feel, you know, those things are very preventable.
How would you reduce addiction and suicide?
I would reduce addiction and suicide by education.
How long have you lived in Bethel, and how are you involved in the community?
Well, I first came to Bethel when I was 17 years old to work at the old hospital. And then I took 4 years off to go to college to get my Bachelor of Science degree in nursing. But every summer I came back and worked. I first moved here in 1963, then again in 1973. And then I got sick, so I was in Anchorage until March 15, 2015. That's when I came back again.
How are you involved in the community of Bethel?
I'm actually more involved than anyone thinks I am because I do a lot of voluntary things and I listen to people, and when somebody needs to talk to somebody, I don't turn them away.
Why are you qualified to serve on City Council?
I'm very aware of all the issues that need to be improved or solved. And I'm a very good listener. I'm very observant. I keep up to date with anything and everything that concerns us as citizens, and I keep up to date with everything.
I know you attend almost every single city council meeting and speak during People to be Heard.
Yes, I do, and I do that because ever since I started coming to the city council meetings, every meeting these things are discussed and nothing gets done, or groups like in the marijuana committee, the planning committee, they don't meet for a lot of whatever reasons. And so I come because I feel I have something to offer. I make suggestions. And when I complain, I don't just complain, but I also offer suggestions.
Why should people vote for you?
People should vote for me because to whatever I commit myself to, I'm super-duper, ultra, ultra committed. And whatever I do, I take it seriously. And I've a lot to offer. And like I said, I'm a good listener, and I speak the language, and I'm a good translator. And a lot of times, even when people are speaking, I can see a lot of things.
Mary, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you.
My name is Byron Machinsky. I'm running for city council this year to continue my work in public works and to fight against opiates and to get the city running right.
Okay, so as a council member, what are kind of the top three things that you'd want to focus on? You kind of mentioned it.
The top three things I think we need to focus on is getting the sewer lagoon rehabilitation project through, which is going very well. Also, fighting this opiate problem, which I haven't done so much on council, but on other state boards. And thirdly, I think we need to overhaul our finance department and the city's sales tax collection methods.
How would you address the opioid epidemic in rural Alaska?
We're addressing the opiate epidemic by, first of all, awareness. Secondly, we're moving with federal policies to try to get Medicare to pay for treatment, and also to look into drugs that are also highly addictive, but not a schedule as heroin, but it is an opiate, synthetic opiate.
Why does the finance department need to be overhauled?
The problem I have with the finance department is that we're kind of, to no fault of anyone else, I think, is that we have set up a system, I believe, that is failing. We're falling behind in paperwork that we need. And the whole sales tax collection method is not working as well as, and I believe everybody knows that. And I think we need a more monitored system, maybe with City of Bethel receipts and a tracking system of sales tax through cashiers, cash registers, I mean.
What's your job in town and how else are you involved in the community?
I own a business with my dad. It's a collision repair shop. Other than that, I just work and do city council stuff.
In what ways are you qualified to serve on city council?
I think the best thing that qualifies me for city council is the 2 years of experience I had in my last term. Truthfully, in the beginning, I was just running because I was mad at seeing my classmates addicted to heroin and being sick. I didn't really think about everything else other than my own agenda, which is a lot more, and something I would tell people that are running, that there's a lot more involved than personal agendas.
So heroin is one of your top focuses. It's one of the things you speak about the most. What have you done as a council member to affect the heroin epidemic in Bethel?
Like I said earlier, to affect it as a council member, I didn't do much as a council member. We tried to do a resolution to ask Raven to do security checks, but that failed. And after that, I was kind of disappointed and moved to outside sources of helping people. And the ways I thought would better help, which is a federal plan to do something about it. And I think that's where the money's going to have to come from.
Why is heroin such a major focus of your time and attention?
It's a major focus because it's a drug that ensnares the people that are affected by it. And most of the time, they can't do anything themselves. They can't quit by themselves. It's extremely hard. And I feel like if we don't do anything now, we're going to lose all my classmates that are addicted to it. I just can't stand seeing it.
How has your previous term of 2 years prepared you to serve another 2 years?
My previous term prepared me because now I could navigate through the city. I know who to go to. I know the policies of Bethel. The BMC, I understand it a lot more. It makes it a lot easier for me to get a lot more things done knowing the cities, how to get around the city and what to do to further my agenda.
Byron, thank you.
Thank you so much for the interview.
Well, my name is Fritz Charles. The reason why I'm running for city council is, you know, I've been contemplating over past few years now and finally deciding to run for council this year. From my point of view, the current council, some of them have personal vendettas that does not really pertain to the citizens of Bethel. So that's one of the reasons why I'm running.
And what are top three changes you'd like to make as a city council member?
I don't have any particular reasons that I want to change stuff. My first priority would be changing the pipes at housing. You know, that's going to take a lot of work, and it's going to take some time and some money. And then probably we have to do something with the roads too.
And where would you find money for those projects?
Well, there's Rasmussen Foundation grants that we can look into. And, you know, there's grants out there. We have to look for them, you know, and get grants. Now is the time to get the funding and go from there.
Where do you work in the community, and also what else do you do in the community?
I work here at UDAIR, Flight Alaska. I'm also boards on search and rescue vice president, and been doing that for about 4 or 5 years now. And I'm also a VFW junior vice commander. Been at VFW since 2009. And I also host the Kuskokwim Salmon Management Working Group, one of the co-chairs. And I've been doing the KYUK Yuk to Yuk show for the past, about 10 years, I believe.
Why are you qualified to be a city council candidate?
Well, I've been living here since 1995, and we need the younger generation that's able to speak out for the public and, you know, serve the community of Bethel truthfully and rightfully.
And why should people vote for you?
I'm for the people, you know. I will listen to what the public wants and their interests, and I will push their ideas forward if they're legitimate.
Is there anything that you'd like people to know about you?
Well, I've been, I grew up in a small village down in Tintatuliak, and English was my second language. You know, I got a family of 5 kids. I live up there in Thunder Ridge, and I come from a big family out here in the Delta.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Come out and vote.
Is there anything you'd like to say in Yupik?
Told them to vote, told them I was running for city council, and told them to go vote on October 4.
Thank you, Fritz.
Thank you, Anna.
And there you have it. That is the candidates running for Bethel City Council. The election will be October 4th. These interviews were painstakingly produced by KYUK's own Anna Rose MacArthur and Katie Basil. Thank you for listening to Delta Affairs. I'm Adrian Wagner. Have a good week.